أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، إن الله بصير بالعباد وبه نستعين، إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون، وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم and welcome, dear brothers and sisters, dear believers, dear mourners of the son of Zahra, Imam Hussein Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam, to Muharram 2022 Majalis, broadcasting live in the holy city of Qom by students of Qom. This Muharram, we have been honored and blessed to have seven speakers from all across the world, different speakers with different subtopics, but all speaking about the overall topic, which is the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The quick quote for tonight is from Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi rahmatullah alayhi, the late Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, who says that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he attained martyrdom for the rights of the weak. Then how can we say that we are the Shia of Hussein when we violate the rights of others? And we would very humbly add that Imam Hussein also, he attained martyrdom because he saw the rights of the weak being usurped. So how can we call ourselves Shia if we remain silent when we too witness the rights of the weak and the oppressed across the world being usurped? How can we remain silent when we see that Palestine has been under oppression for well over 70 years? How can we remain silent when we see that Yemen has been being bombarded for 7+ long years? There's no drinking water. It has been reported that people are eating from leaves. Leaves. How can we remain silent with the amount of oppression that happens across the world when our guide and our leader, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Sayyid al-Shuhada, did not remain silent when he saw that oppression and tyranny was being conducted upon innocent people?